Release, a novel by Patrick Ness. Performed by Michael Crouch. Adam would have to get the flowers himself. His mom had enough to do, she said. She needed them this morning, pretty much right now, if the day wasn't going to be a total loss. And in the end, Adam's attendance at this little get-together with his friends tonight may or may not hinge on his willingness slash success in picking up the flowers and doing so without complaint. Adam argued, quite well, he thought, without showing any overt anger, that his older brother Marty was the one who'd run over the old flowers, that he, Adam, also had a ton of things to do today, and that new chrysanthemums for the front path weren't exactly high in the logical criteria for attendance at a get-together he'd already bargained for, because nothing was free with his parents, not ever, by chopping all the winter's firewood before even the end of August. Nevertheless, she had, in that way of hers, turned it into a decree. He would get the flowers, or he wouldn't go tonight. Especially after that girl got killed. Your choice, his mom said, not even looking at him. It's only the yoke, Adam thought, getting behind the wheel of his car. And the yoke isn't forever. Still, he needed a few deep breaths before he started the engine. At least it was early. The late summer Saturday stretched ahead, with its hours to fill, hours he had filled with a schedule of things. He was a scheduler. He needed to go for a run. He had a few hours stock-taking to do at the evil international mega-conglomerate. He had to help his dad at the church. He had to stop by Angela's work to make sure the pizzas were still on schedule for the party. Morning. His phone buzzed in his lap. He smiled in a small way. There was that today, too. Morning, he typed back. Wanna buy flowers? Is that code? He smiled again and backed out of the driveway. Fine. Let go of the anger. Because what a day ahead. What fun it promised. What laughs. What drinks and food and friends and sex. What a stab in the heart at the end of it, because the party was a going-away one. Someone was going away. Adam wasn't sure whether he wanted them to go away or not. What a day ahead. What time are you coming by? Asked his phone. Around 2, he typed back at a stop sign. The reply was a thumbs-up emoji. He pulled out of his wooded neighborhood onto the wooded road into town. Wooded, in fact, described everything within 50 miles. It was the overwhelming feature of the town of Frome. Indeed, the overwhelming feature of the state of Washington. Take it as a given. A sight so often seen, it became invisible. Adam thought about 2 o'clock this afternoon. There was so much happiness to be had there. So much secret happiness.